right, welcome back to the Career Report. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope you're having a great Wednesday so far. Hey, I'm Tim Madden. Today we're diving into three powerful topics, you know, every professional needs to hear. Number one is the most common mistake people make if they're searching for a position. I'm going to help you out today. Absolutely free. Excited to do that for you. Number two, what questions you have to ask on an interview, otherwise you will absolutely fail. And number three, what is something that you can do today that I know whether you're in a job search or not will help accelerate your career. Let's get into today's career report. But first, hey, as always, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Number two, huge congrats to everyone inside the Executive Career Upgrades community. Yesterday, we celebrated 12 offers with two of those offers for multiple six-figure roles coming in inside of 30 days. Give it up to ECU. Hey, we appreciate you. You guys are amazing, amazing, amazing. So, hey, if you don't know what you're doing, if you're not getting traction, if you don't know how to reactivate your network, if you don't know how to get on interviews, if you don't know how to talk about money, it is going to be painful for you. And we would love to help you out with that. So go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Let's get into today's topic. My mentor always says, if you don't know, follow me. This is so important. If you don't know exactly where you're going, you're going to get lost. Let me repeat that. If you don't know exactly where you're going, you're going to get lost. Every month we hold a couple trainings that over 1,000 people register for. I know that probably about 1,500 people register for our trainings that are not inside of any of the programs that we offer here at Executive Career Upgrades, right? On these trainings, I tell them, what are you targeting for your next role? Okay. Here's what I see in the comments, right? A sales leader, private equity, banking, just these very generic terms. If you are in a job search right now, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This is so important because this is where most people fail, okay? They don't know exactly what they're targeting. Let me give you an example. Hey, I'm looking for a VP role at a mid-sized tech organization that has this revenue and this headcount and being, how can I get as specific as possible? Imagine just going into the Nike store and saying, hey, I need a pair of basketball shoes. You didn't even tell them what size. They're going to bring you a pair of size 6 pink basketball shoes. Here you go, Tim. Very confusing, right? So what some of you are doing, you're going to a Nike store, and I just said that because I'm wearing a Nike sweater today, right? Is you're going to the Nike store just asking them for, hey, I need some basketball shoes. What happens when I get specific? I want the new LeBron James, size 9, the blue ones. I saw them. Those are the ones I want. If you tell people exactly what you're looking for, are you ready to be shocked right now? I know this is marketing 101. I'm going to shock you. If you go to the Nike store and tell them exactly what you freaking want, they're going to bring back the exact shoe you requested, or they're going to say, hey, Tim, we're out of them. But the smart Nike stores are going to say, but we'd love to order it online. There's a plant in Nashville. It can be delivered to your house tomorrow. So I want to help you out because I know what some of you are thinking right now. You're like, I just don't know what I'm just not sure, Tim. These are some of the questions you need to ask yourself, right? Vision and direction, right? There's so many things. Where can I start? Number one, I would probably say, what type of impact or legacy do you want to leave? Let's start there and re-engineer our way back. Where are we living at? Are you open to move and relocate? Do you want to move and relocate? Do you want a remote role, a hybrid role? What industry are you targeting? What are the job title, right? Notice I said that singular. What is the job title you are targeting for the industry? What does the role and responsibility look like? How many people are you managing, right? What level are you at? Are we managing people? Or are we doing strategy operations? Are we in an individual contributor role? Industry and company fit, having trouble determining that. What industries are you passionate about? Is it med services? Is it transportation? Is it gaming? I'm not sure what it is for you, because everyone wants different things, right? Some people want pink size 6 basketball shoes. Some people want size 9 LeBron James basketball shoes that are green. What is it for you? So many people are going out to LinkedIn every single day. Hey, I just lost my job. I've been unemployed for 6 months. Any help would be appreciated. I'm like, what is this person looking for? If you don't tell people what you're looking for because you don't know, how could people possibly help you? That's what people do, and they say networking's not effective. Hey, we work with thousands of directors, VPs, and executives here at Executive Prep Grades, right? Hey, my network can't help me. Because they hit them up and say, hey, do you know anyone who's hiring? For what? An admin role? A janitor role? Claims? Sales? Get specific on what you're targeting. Try to get as specific as possible. I'm telling you, I don't care who you are outside of a scientist, right? But if you're a VP of sales targeting mid-sized tech companies that specialize in X, I will tell you, there's thousands of positions open. Most people want to pigeonhole themselves and say, oh, I don't want to limit myself to one. I just want to target everything in the entire world. People won't know what basketball shoe you are if you brand yourself too broadly. Marketing, right, is so important when you talk about getting clear. The clearer you are about what you do, the value you provide, how you're positioned, the easier it is for people to find you. How much money do you want to make? These are some things you have to consider and more. I know clarity is not the easiest thing because all of you are targeting different things, but you really need to sit down and pick a target. Because if you don't have a target, it's going to be very hard to find it. My mentor, again, tells me all the time, Tim, if you don't know exactly where you're going, you're going to get lost. If you don't know exactly where you're going, you're going to get lost. If you don't know what your next job looks like, what industry, how much money, what job title, what are their pain points, how do you solve them, etc., you're not going to be able to get there. Food for thought for today. The two most important questions you need to ask on an interview. This is crazy. We hold trainings all the time here at Executive Career Upgrades, right? Where we go over questions to ask on an interview, right? We have a certification program here, the interview certification program. So there's many different, there's lots to an interview, right? I just want to give you an important tip. If you go on an interview and you leave that interview without knowing exactly what they're looking for, What are some of the challenges they're currently facing? Okay. And you don't ask clarifying questions around those. Clarifying questions, meaning, hey, Tim, we have a turnover problem. Hey, okay. Why do you think that is? How long has it been going on? What's the impact to the company? How much money is it costing you? So many people go to this interview and they want to answer all their questions like in the best way possible. That's important. But remember, what's the main reason you're on the interview, ladies and gentlemen? In the most simplistic form, the company has a need and they likely have challenges. And don't rely on the job description that was wrote over a decade ago that they've never updated. Ask the recruiter. Then ask the decision maker who's going to say something different from the recruiter. Then ask the decision maker's boss who's likely going to say something else. And then by the time you get to the CEO, he's going to say, scrap that. But the name of the game during the interview process is you have to win the person in front of you. And if you're not asking a question like, hey, I read the job description, but can you give me an overview of, you know, what you need? Can you tell me the critical components? Can you tell me, right? There's so many different ways you can word it. The wording is less important. Besides, I need to know, what are they thinking about? What do they think they need? And then how can I position myself in the best way possible? If you're not doing that, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get beat out in 2025. Last thing I have for you today. If you're going through it right now, okay, if you're going through it, if you're in a rut, pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. Studying successful people can truly help you accelerate your career. Do you know why? Let me let you in on a little secret. No matter what successful person comes to your mind, whether it's Elon Musk, man, I remember this story. Elon Musk, love him or hate him. He told this story at a conference when Tesla and SpaceX, when he had this conundrum, right? And he said, man, I didn't have enough money to fund both of the companies. If I did that, I'd put both of the companies at risk, right? And I'm getting to a point here. He said he was faced with a difficult decision. I only had enough money to keep one company alive. But he said, putting all the money into SpaceX or Tesla, man, he said, it felt like I was failing or giving up on another child. So he went all freaking in, could have lost both companies. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Tesla and SpaceX today. So here's what I got for you today. Every single damn person that you admire right now, I assure you, have one vivid thing in common. Are you ready? They went through hell before they got there. So I hope you're going through a hard time right now. For the simple fact of that means you're likely a successful freaking person. Successful people have to overcome difficult things in their career and life. It is a part of paying the way for success. Now, I will tell you, success isn't linear. When you study people who have made it, you'll notice recurring traits. They're freaking relentless, right? They invest in themselves. They continue. They're lifelong learners, and they refuse to freaking quit because they're so sold on their mission that failure isn't an option. So my tip for you today is read successful people. Read their books. Read the book of John Paul Mitchell, how he built one of the biggest hair brands. Man, read a book by Elon Musk. Read the successful people in your industry. I assure you, it's not all butterflies and rainbows. And the reason I say to read it is not only will you learn a lot from that, right? But you'll also know that there's indicators in your life, right? If things aren't going, if you're doing a lot but not getting the result, some part of that story is going to resonate with you with keep going. Or for instance, anyone doubting themselves right now, been in a job search for a while, right? Doubting yourself like, man, is this even going to be possible, right? Maybe someone gave you an introduction to another high-level decision maker and you're like, they probably just did that because they're my friend, et cetera. These are the freaking things that our mind does to us, right? It's freaking crazy. You have to pay attention to those indicators. I would just remember I read the 10X rule by Grant Cardone at least, I don't even know how many times, probably 20, on both the paperback form and on Audible. There's a part in that book where he's trying to get his first TV show. And man, if you just go through, this is a highly motivated, confident person, 10X everything. He talks about how he doubted himself through every phase of the process until he gets to the freaking Hollywood studio to meet with the producers, right? Even that day, he feels like a fraud rolling up there. If this can happen to the most freaking successful people in the world, well, you don't think it's going to happen to you? You don't think you're going to doubt yourself? You don't think you're going to have uncertainty? The lesson here, of course, in that book is, hey, keep going forward and believe in yourself. So if you're going through it right now, hey, I assure you, pick up a book of a successful person, right? Just to see, hey, how did they overcome these encounters? Guarantee that it'll help. Because once you accept the challenge that this is part of the path, it stops every single thing, stops feeling like a sign of failure. So here's my thought for you today. Hey, pick 2 to 3 leaders that you respect. What have they written? How do they structure their days? How do they handle adversity? What's just a couple small habits that you could start implementing? And remember, when you face resistance, it's not a detour, it's data, it's feedback that you're leveling up. See, you need new habit-based systems, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise, your freaking brain will be in your head every day. And what's crazy is someone recently asked ChatGPT, hey, ChatGPT, you've read every single psychological book out there, everything about the mind, self-development. You have all of these, Aristotle, all of these people over the years. What are the top 5 things people need to learn about their minds? Are you ready? I'll give number 1 today. Your mind consistently lies to you. Food for thought for today. Hey, this wraps up today's edition of the Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, every single day, hey, the first step to staying ahead in your career is you know, staying abreast of what's going on in the market. And if you found today's conversation valuable, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Leave me a 5-star review over on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. I would appreciate it so much. It is one of my goals. And I know I'm going to attain it one day because I'm going to keep showing up, ladies and gentlemen, every single day until I'm a top 100 podcast delivering career news to not only America, maybe all around the globe. And I know if I keep showing up every single day, okay, and I keep providing good content for people, it's just a matter of time. If you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Until tomorrow, have a great day, everyone.